from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to talk about, if you listened to it earlier in the day, me and Bo hung out with Kirk Cousins and got a chance to chop it up with him after practice yesterday. If you haven't listened to that, you can go to the Odyssey app and check us out on the morning shift on that. Make sure you get all 11 minutes of that post-practice interview with Kirk Cousins. Had a lot of fun with him, man, and he's so personable, and he's such an intriguing person to talk to. And I told Maria a minute ago, I think with the intrigue around him and his wife at this point, a lot of it has to do, and I go back to Pam from The Office, and she has a quote that essentially says, there is so much beauty in normal, and yep. Or regular. I can't remember the exact word she said, but he's so intriguing because it just feels like if one of us were the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, how we would act. You know, he's just so fun to talk to.
You know what's so funny is it's a league now where, you know, everybody dresses really nice, which is great, and the outfits are a big deal, and the flash and all that is awesome to me, but Kirk rolls up to camp and he's got suitcases that look like he just bought him a TJ Maxx across the street in Flowery Branch, and he's just like chilling. He's just so normal. It's incredible.
It takes a certain kind of person to pull up the short sleeve button up. I mean, I cannot pull off a short sleeve button up.
He also doesn't pick his clothes out, we learned from the Netflix documentary.
So
Julie
much fun,
does.
Man. I actually, Bo and I, we talked to him and I asked him about kind of, and I knew that obviously that he had been introduced to his wife through a, you know, family friend. And, you know, obviously his wife, a Georgia grad. I didn't realize it happened after the Outback Bowl, like right after. And he talks about how his father-in-law stood over away from the team buses and wouldn't come talk to him. I was like, did you wave at him? He's like, no, I left him alone. But he was in his feelings pretty bad. He's a lot of fun.
I mean, I think it's great. It's just we don't think about that. Like, you know, sometimes we think that their lives are so much different than ours because they play professional sports or, you know, they've probably – he's probably got like $500 million in the bank on all these great deals he's made signing with teams. But
in
reality, the situation is you know, it's just regular people. I mean, I don't recall doing an interview at training camp where someone's face lit up more than when I asked him about food.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh,
love that.
That donut burger. And just, and when he goes, and it's not even like one donut can have, it's like two full donuts.
He really got in there.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, listen, if you own Parma Tavern, you can slide my DMs and thank me for that. Maybe give me a couple free meals. Me and Bo up there in Buford.
I was about to say, did you ask the question?
No. But I have frequented Parma, and I have actually eaten the Krispy Kreme burger. It is delicious. I
need,
will confirmed.
Can we go?
Let's,
I want to go.
Let's go over there one day. Awesome spot. Well, you know what's also probably not normal, and that's Jesse Bates. And yesterday, Kirk Cousins kind of talked about his relationship with the quarterback of the defense.
Yeah, he intercepted me yesterday, so he's probably taken more from those meetings than I am. But it was also a reminder that he may be a little different than your average safety. So, no, I think it was just in the spring, you know, hey, you know, could we watch film? And we need to do it more. You know, we need to find the time to keep doing it. But, you know, I kind of see him as the quarterback of the defense a little bit, and he's a problem. You know, it's tough when you drop back. It's Ed Reed. It's Troy Polamalu. It's you drop back, and you're like, I see where Jesse is, but I don't think he's going to end up there. And so it kind of puts something in the back of your mind. And it's hard to play fast. It's hard to play decisive. You know, safeties want to be in their position. They want to do their job. And I think at times when you can know things well enough to say, I'm going to leave my job but not hurt the team because I can go help somebody and get some, go make a play, you better know what you're doing. And he does.
You know, I think that's so interesting, man, because I've had this conversation about the Troy Polamalus and Ed Reeds of the world. And how many times have we seen the NFL film slow-mo of, like, Troy Polamalu walk up and tap that, you know, that nose guard or one technique in the butt and then, you know, jump over the line of scrimmage and try to make a tackle in the backfield? That's exactly what he's doing. He knows where everybody's problems are. He knows where he needs to help out. And you see a certain formation, and the Ed Reeds and the Troy Polamalus of the world, you can't defend against it because you have no idea what he's doing. Both sides of football, when you're on defense and on offense, it takes a certain structure. You know that you're counting the box, or you know that they're structured in 3-4, and on defense, you know they're in 11 personnel. When things start happening that out of pocket, and those safeties are able to do that kind of thing and roam around and have that freedom to kind of take chances, that's when they become scary, and that's what Jesse Bates has been able to do.
Yeah, and we can talk about how much it is how good of players they are and everything, but it really starts in the film room, and it starts right there, because when these guys learn so much, yes, you've seen them do things, so you have that trust as a coach, but it starts in the film room. You can't do any of that without being a film junkie, because instincts only get you so far. But if you know the ins and outs of what these teams are doing, that's why I think it's so important that he's meeting with Kirk Cousins, because he's learning, he's picking the brain of guys that sit there, and that's one of the elite processors in the league, right? The elite,
one of the
most
cerebral,
you know,
quarterbacks.
And so when you're doing those things, you're now going to think like that guy, and it's going to help you. Bryce Young's first game, it was a little bit easier to do that to him, but some of these guys, Patrick Mahomes of the world that you're going to face this year, you got to go to another level.
Well, speaking of building that relationship, Kirk also talked about kind of how he keeps his wide receivers involved in training camp.
Yeah, I think you just said it. In training camp especially, I want to see guys have to make 50-50 catches. I want to see guys have a chance to make a play. So, you know, a guy may not be as open as I want him to be during the season, but I'll still throw it because I say, hey, I want to see what this guy can do. And so you may not have as quite a high of a completion percentage in training camp, but you're trying to experiment a little bit and let coaches evaluate and see. So there was some of that even today. And then when you get to the real thing, you probably want to be as, you know, efficient as you can. And if you got to progress, you got to progress.
I think that that's a really good point to make in training camp. And we were talking about it earlier. We overreact to training camp sometimes and we get so frustrated or so excited. But he literally just said it. Training camp, there's an experimental part of it. And he's trying to feel that out with a bunch of receivers who are super talented. And also trying to show that there is a next level that Kirk can unlock to these guys. He talked about it one of his first days in Flowery Branch, that he wants to take those guys to another level. That's what makes a fantastic quarterback. That's what separates the good from the great when it comes to a quarterback. And Kirk knows exactly where he's placing those balls. He knows what he's doing. I asked him a question about Kyle Pitts yesterday. And he said, Kyle's so special because he may be my third read in the progression, but somehow he's still always around the ball. He's right there. So I think that him making those experiments and showing people what these receivers can do, that's great. It's immeasurable.
Yeah. Well, one of the people you're going to rely on in the two-minute drill will be Kyle Pitts. Kirk Cousins touched on that too yesterday.
And that was the fun of it, is when we have these periods where it's move the ball, call it, no script, compete, put a clock on, the timeouts, everything's real football. That's when you can really play instinctually, including taking off and running. So those are my favorite periods because I think they simulate the game the most. And that was a moment where that happened.
Yeah, it's going to be an area that we've talked about. We've already talked about that area in Atlanta so much. And the last 20 years has been the red zone, the red zone, the red zone. The good, the bad, the failures. Having guys on the same page is part of it, but the understanding of how the field shrinks down there, and the understanding of the ball placement and that trust he was talking about earlier, you know, gaining in that chemistry, that's all great, but it says something about a guy that's not afraid to make that throw and put a guy in the bat, and sometimes you have to trust your Drake Londons and Kyle Pitts. Like, those are two of the taller receivers in the league. Put them up to bat, and we didn't see enough of it with Julio and Matt in the day, and I felt like some of that was because of the practice schedule, and it takes time to build some of that, but it really makes you feel a certain way when you get excited about seeing what could be in the red zone this year.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, too, that I've noticed about Kyle Pitts and Drake London throughout training camp is the 50-50 fade balls that we've seen in the past that get thrown to the corner of the end zone. I think it takes a certain level of chemistry to kind of put those on a line drive, you know, to kind of throw at the back of the helmet of the DB to where he cannot get his eyes around fast enough and allow guys that are that long and Drake London and Kyle Pitts to go up and kind of reach their hands over and, I guess, quote unquote, you'd say moss the DB right there, but kind of reach towards the back of the helmet and, you know, kind of make those plays. We talked to Drake London about it the other day, and he was like, look, you know, I feel like I can go up and get that, and hopefully Kirk can learn that. But chemistry is the key word, and I think that's exactly what both of those guys are talking about when they kind of point to that. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.